He is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of that before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on this Friday. Governor Mike Huckabee, the aforementioned, joining us. We will take a preview of his weekend broadcast coming up and also pick his brain on the removal of Thomas Jefferson from City Hall, as, of course, that story still rages. And everybody, Governor, in New York that isn't an avowed leftist sitting on city council. And by that, I mean, I think that the avowed leftists that aren't on city council are still upset about this. But you've got, a slight majority on the city council that voted to get Thomas Jefferson taken out, and they're going to do it. We'll touch on that in a second. First, I have to ask you about this. Last night, the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, the man who is the bulwark against the Kremlin and Moscow and Beijing and the Red Chinese Army and all the evil forces in the world that could be poised against the United States, that man, that person that has that job, stood on a stage last night with Anderson Cooper and on more than one occasion looked like someone who was lost finding his way to the men's room in the nursing home. Governor, just what was that last night?
It's the reason that we don't see Joe Biden doing a lot of press interviews, answering questions when he's at the podium. The biggest takeaway that I saw was Anderson Cooper basically being his caregiver.
Yeah.
I mean, this was like they could have called this last night a place for Joe, because it really was Anderson making sure that he caught him every time he fell. This was unbelievable. It is not the press's job to prop up a politician to keep him from looking bad. It's the job of the press to ask hard questions and expect legitimate answers and push hard on a follow-up. That didn't happen last night. And what we saw was a very bumbling, fumbling, elderly gentleman who really needed help just in answering some very simple, easy questions that Anderson Cooper threw underhanded at him.
I just don't think that a befuddled, you know, Elmer Fudd sitting in his Easy Boy is coming up with these ideas.
Well, I don't know if you remember the movie. It's a long time ago, but it was a great movie. Charlton Heston, El Cid. And it was of this warrior who, when he was mortally wounded, they needed to give the army some sense of confidence that they could continue to fight. And El Cid was their leader, and they knew that if El Cid was known to be dead, the men would give up their fight. So they took his dead body, and they propped it up on a horse, and they rode it down the beach with him sitting on the horse, even though he was a corpse. It was sort of like an ancient version of Weekend at Bernie's. And basically, that's what I almost feel like we're seeing. He's not calling the shots. He's propped up on the horse. He will go out and scream at the teleprompter through squinted eyes, but I don't know if he even knows what he's saying. So the question remains, who is actually calling the shots? It isn't Kamala Harris. She's been pretty much marginalized out to the side. They don't even talk to her. Is it Ron Klain? Is it Susan Rice? Is it Valerie Jarrett? I mean, the world would love to know. China probably knows. Russia probably knows. The American people don't.
Well, and Governor, what problem does that create from a legal standpoint in terms of the efficacy of how our government is run? I mean, our founding documents are not they're not silent or vague or ambiguous about who should be running the country. But it does not appear to me to be that the person that we're even saying was, quote unquote, elected is the person doing it.
And that is the part, forget all the partisan politics and the fact that, gee, he's a liberal, he's putting in a left-wing agenda. This is really frightening to think that it's possible to put somebody in the White House that is, for all practical purposes, unable to process simple thoughts. And that's really what we see. And I'm not trying to be unkind or mean.
No, you're not.
I really am not. I just want to recognize that if there's a person who is not cognitive and capable of processing decisions that affect the lives of hundreds of millions of people, then, as we would say, Houston, we've got a problem.
Yeah, big time. All right. Thanks for your insight on that. I wanted to get your perspective on that. As we did say, the Thomas Jefferson statue is being rolled out of City Hall. It's going to go away. I think they're going to try to find a place for it on some other piece of public property somewhere, but it's not going to be in City Hall anymore. And this is all at the behest of the city council, who said, you know, Thomas Jefferson did bad things. Governor, I think history is replete with people that did bad things. I think if we looked at Governor Mike Huckabee's life over a period of time in certain seasons of life, you may have done some bad things. I know that I have. I think the sin nature kind of is in all of us from the time that we are born. History is made by the people that overcome the inclination to do those bad things and sometimes accomplish great things in the overcoming of that. How are we ever going to have any history to remember or to look at or to hold up as some sort of, goal for our children if we get rid of everybody who's ever done anything wrong that, you know, can be traced?
Well, a couple of observations, Kevin. First is, you made a great point when you alluded to the fact that great history is accomplished by flawed individuals.
Yeah.
Every great moment of history, world history, not just American history, was accomplished by people who had extraordinary flaws. Maybe they were moral failures. They were adulterers. They were drunkards. Perhaps they were liars and cheats. And maybe they were slave owners. But all of them had flaws, some worse than others. So that's the first thing, is that we are a flawed human race, and therefore, whoever does something of nobility will do it from a flawed personal life. But the second thing is, if we're going to go down this route and the only way that we can put a statue up is of someone who's perfect, then the good news for all of us who are Christians is that now there needs to be erected a statue of Jesus everywhere we once had a statue of Jefferson or Washington or Lincoln or King or anybody. Get
right
rid of them all and put up statues of Jesus, because he was and is the only human being that ever walked this planet without sin.
Yeah. Well said, Governor. Real quickly, what's on the big show this weekend?
Sean Spicer is going to be with us. We'll talk about his brand new book called Radical Nation. And we've got the Kentucky Headhunters in for music with a special magic performance by a wonderful magician who's with us. It's always going to be fun. Don't miss Huckabee on TBN this weekend.
Yeah, Huckabee tonight, 8 and 11 Saturday, and then repeating on Sunday. Governor, always appreciate checking in with you at the end of the week. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back with my final thought of the week. Don't go away.